管不忘。
You're listening to the Indie Media Radical Radio Show, and hopefully on the phone now we have Phil Chilton. You there, Phil?
You do indeed have Phil Chilton, yes.
How you going, Phil?
Good, thanks, mate.
Cool, and we've got you on air tonight to talk about a couple of things, but mainly in your capacity as a union organising person, I suppose, because tomorrow there'll be, I don't know, one or two people out in the street.
There may indeed be one or two people out in the street tomorrow.
Yeah, and obviously the Howard's IR reform package is being pushed into the Senate very shortly. So could you tell us a bit about that and why people should be out in the street tomorrow?
Well, certainly, I mean, the name IR reforms, these are not really reforms the way I understood reforms when I was at school. These are basically an out-and-out attack on the union movement. They strip back a lot of conditions that unionists have won over a very long period of time. I think I even saw on the commercial media they described this as probably one of the most serious attacks on the trade union movement for 100 years.
Wow. You were saying this actually a month or so ago on this show, something along those lines.
Indeed. Particularly, I mean, I work for a university, and what has actually been done and is happening right now, it's not waiting till the end of June or anything, is a lot of the IR stuff, one of the key ones being the introduction of individual contracts. So you sign a contract personally between you and your employer. You don't have any option to collectively bargain. And the introduction of these is being tied to university funding. Unless the university introduces these and starts offering them to workers, they will not get their funding from the federal government.
So basically held for ransom.
Indeed. It's basically compelling universities and other employers like TAFE and probably others down the line to toe the federal government's line, whether they like it or not. Mm. And in general, to be honest with you, a lot of universities and TAFEs don't like it.
I bet. Also looking at things like abolishing the protection for unfair dismissal for around 4 million workers employed in companies with less than 100 staff.
That's true. And stripping back things that people have come accustomed to, like long service leave, that can go. Overtime rates of pay is likely to go. And a whole raft of other things that people have grown accustomed to. And it probably, you know, on a more subjective level, is it really swings the balance, and people need to make no mistake, the balance is already in your employer's favour. Your employer is basically holding most of the cards when it comes to the employment relationship. Anybody who says different needs to go and do Industrial Relations 101 all over again.
Well, you're making money for the boss, really,
in the first place. That's what you're doing. Basically, he or she holds most of the cards. The only card we really hold is that we can act together, we can act collectively. Mm. And this industrial relations legislation is designed to begin to break that down. So you'll be on your own, son. Mm.
So there's obviously a fair few people that are a bit irate over the whole industrial relations reforms. Are you aware of many actions, because it's a week-long sort of protest and striking? Are you aware of any actions that have so far happened?
I know about the stuff I've heard on the news about the CFMEU and I think the MUA in particular taking action up north on some of the projects up there. I know in tomorrow in Victoria and also in Queensland they'll be acting in concert with us. They'll have a national day of action of their own, and certainly tomorrow there are a number of unions, particularly the blue-collar ones, who are actually taking strike action on the day. Mm. And as far as I'm concerned, and as far as most people who are really going to resist this stuff are concerned, this is just the beginning.
Mm. Yeah, 'cause it's been quite surprising. I know the head of the police union, WA Police Union, has actually said that the police shouldn't act as private security guards to defend sort of the multinational corporations that may be targeted especially on tomorrow's rally in Perth.
Indeed, they did say that, but I noticed that the actual commissioner came out and said something different.
Yeah.
They're quite interesting. We'll have to see what happens further down the track.
Yeah. Another interesting thing about this whole thing is Jeff Gallop saying, you know, we'll pay you to go to the rally. That's interesting.
Yeah, he's certainly paying state public servants. Mm. Well, he's giving them time off without docking their pay and so forth. That doesn't apply to people like myself who are on federal awards.
Okay.
But certainly, yeah. And I mean, I think Jeff Gallop is basically quite clearly, you know, making hay while the sun shines.
Well,
you know. But to hell with it. I'll take what I can get, you know.
Indeed.
So if I was a public servant, a state public servant, I would do it. I mean, the thing is, a lot of crap's been talked about that. One is that basically these industrial reforms, so-called, won't affect state public servants. Well, that's not actually necessarily true. In that if a unitary system, if a federal system takes over the state systems, and that is a possibility, then it will affect them. And the other key point is, we're unionists. We stand together. You know, touch one, touch all. So they're coming out because they do give a shit. They give a shit about other people in unions, and they don't want to see it happen to them.
Yeah, I suppose the collective bargaining idea of unions is perhaps going to be, well, it's an ideological push by the Howard government, these so-called reforms. That's really all it is. In terms of VSU as well, they're just ideological constructs to force a way of thinking.
Oh, definitely. And basically, I think it's interesting. You kind of get the sense of an idea by who supports it. And the Business Council of Australia supports this legislation, and they are big business. So, I mean, that's who this legislation is for. Anybody who thinks different, I think, is fooling themselves. That's who this legislation is for. It's to appease Howard's big business backers, and he's going to go for it tooth and nail. But not, I've got tooth and nails too.
But not the $12.60 that currently is the award rate, and perhaps that might go down as well, so I've been reading.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's certainly going to put downward pressure on wages. There's no question of that. And anybody who's on the lower end of the pay scale that votes for John Howard or supports John Howard, well, it's a bit like chickens voting for Colonel Sanders. It's...
Okay, now all of this information is available on perth.indymedia.org. It's actually one of the features at the moment. Also, there's an excellent website set up by one of the unions. Rightsatwork.com.au is excellent. Also note that Brendan Nelson will be appearing at ECU. I'm not sure which one. Maybe you can tell us.
Lawley.
Mount Lawley.
Told.
At 4 p.m.?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, there you go. So anybody who wants to go out and, I don't know... say hello to Brendan Nelson, who'll be at the ECU Mount Lawley at, tomorrow at 4 p.m. On another note, just before we let you go there, Phil, there's a Dimier action on Friday.
There is indeed. As people may or may not know, I'm also involved in the refugee campaign. Yet people will be turning up outside Dimier at 4 o'clock on Friday, or the 1st of July, basically to keep that issue in the spotlight, because there's a lot been going on with it, and... The battle's not won yet, so, yes.
I noticed, I walked past there last Saturday morning and saw on the window outside of Dimier one of those fridge magnets blue tacked to the window at Dimier.
Well, someone will probably get deported for that.
Cool. All right, well, thanks a lot, Phil, and if people want to find out more about Phil, we'll just have to tune in next week.
No worries.
Cool, thanks heaps, mate.
A lot.
Yep.
Okay, what have we got now, Ray?
All right, we'll just quickly listen to bit more music.
Okay.
This is the International Noise Conspiracy.
Oh, cool.
Smash It Up.
Okay, and we'll be back in just a minute with Fern
talking about students or sustainability.
Yeah.
You're listening to RTR FM 92.1. If you want to call the studio, it's 9260 9210, and it's just gone 7:30-ish.
Right. Wake up!
Wake up!